You are listening to RDU 98.5 FM today, and I've got the incredible Shannon Fowler, aka Tom Lark, on the phone today. Shannon, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yep. You're just chilling.
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, so you're set to release your next album, Moonlight Hotel, on April 4th. How's that feeling for you?
Feeling good. I think it's like, it's really funny. It's like the last stages where it's just kind of mine, you know? It's like a funny time, I think, when you've finished it and then before everyone else can hear it, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like a funny, I guess it's kind of like when you buy something for someone for Christmas and, you know, like, well, they're going to like it. Hope they like it. That's the thing.
That's such a good way of putting it, because you make such a good point, because, you know, it's your body of work and it's something that you're really proud of, but you just don't know how the audiences will receive it. No.
Yeah.
Because you know, you've described this collection of tunes as exploring the parallels between your family's historical displacement following the 1929 earthquake that destroyed Murchison, and your own following the 2011 earthquakes that leveled a lot of Ototahi. So, in your own words, just how could you explain this just a bit further for people?
Yeah, it's kind of like recognizing these like weird parallels or threads that kind of run through, I guess, in similarities or in like, kind of like values or just funny threads that go through, I guess, sort of like family history or something. And then like, yeah, I guess like the earthquakes were like a little bit of a reason why I moved up to Auckland. And yeah, I don't know. More broadly speaking, you know, when something's not working for you and then going elsewhere or something, maybe. Yeah.
No, definitely. Like, if it's not working for you, you just got to get up and get out of it, really. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, with doing this tour, how does it feel to, you know, be coming back to, you know, the Garden City?
Yeah, great. I mean, I've got lots of, my family and friends are still in Christchurch, and, like, it's always nice to have a reason to come down and see everybody. Mm. And also, it's super, I'm always so taken with how the city's changed from what I remember it, and the parts that remain the same are amusing and to be celebrated too. Yeah.
No, there's definitely a lot. I think a lot of the, I guess, it's not necessarily the culture, but I guess a lot of the people, though, however, are quite the same, hey?
Yeah, there's some unique Christchurch attitudes and sort of like an independent spirit that I always appreciate about Christchurch.
No, definitely. Is it quite different up in Tamaki or?
Yeah, I think so. I think I wonder sometimes if in Christchurch people are happier to just follow their own trail. That is weirdly comforting, or I like that. I feel like proud of that about Christchurch or something. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely something to be proud of, because there's quite a force of a lot of people down here seem to just be like, this is my ideal, this is my way, or this is my craft, and I'm just going to do it. Whereas I feel like, you know, like up in Auckland, it could be a little bit different or feel a bit more separate in a way.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe that's because perhaps Auckland is, I wonder if, I don't know, maybe it's more expensive place to live or something, or to follow your own trail is perhaps more costly. But yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, who knows?
Nice.
But speaking of, like trails and everything like that, do you feel like this, this new album and this new creative idea of yours, do you think it is going in a new direction for you, or do you think you're staying with your roots, or?
I see this album as like a continuation of my last album, Brave Star. I think it's both like a little bit tougher and a lot softer too at the same time. I think tonally it's like really soft. Like I tried to make it as soft as possible. And then there's these elements, there's like these moments where it kind of gets loud or super, the opposite of that. But even then, it's kind of like a really soft thing. It's kind of like wearing, I said it's a bit, sounds a bit like boxing gloves or something. It's like they're for punching, but they're really soft
That
or
is
something.
so true. Ah, so do you think, for people that will listen to it might pack a little bit of a punch in ways?
Yes.
Yeah. Are
Yeah,
you
kind of look.
an av Are you an avid boxer, Shannon?
No, I'm not. I think what would happen to me if I were to ever accidentally step foot into a ring. Wouldn't last it.
Oh no. Well, with this new body, is there like a favorite track that you do have on the album?
I think my favorite song on that album is song called Dive On In, and I like it the most because it sounds not like something I'd write and maybe something someone else would write, and it is kind of like, well, I guess it's one of those ones that sort of feels like it fell out of the ether or something, and then you're just like, whoa,
Where did
oh,
that
that's cool.
come from? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally. Have you been just like behind the scenes, even though obviously you've just finished the album, have you been writing any new stuff that's kind of in that kind of just falling out of the stratosphere vibe?
Yep, I have been writing, but I've also put anything new on the back burner for a little bit. Just while I'm just concentrating on this stuff. Gotta pace myself a little bit, I think. Sometimes it feels you can get a little bit too far ahead and then you have to wait a long time or something. So I'm trying to keep it a little bit spirited or something.
Nah, definitely. I think especially as creatives, it's really easy to just get like super excited and just be like, go, 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 go. It is important to just take time to stop and be like, cool, I've done this. Like,
Yeah, that's the one.
yeah, because with this new tour and with the album, is there anything that you're most excited to share with the audiences on the tour?
Yeah, I'm really proud of how the band's sounding. It's like I switched to playing a nylon guitar and I'm really enjoying the way that that is working, and that kind of tonal palette has made everything softer. But I'm really, yeah, it's cool playing. Yeah, that's a weird answer, but I guess I'm saying what I mean is I'm enjoying playing. On guitar and just like the mix of instruments, just drums, synth bass, and nylon guitars, like really cool.
Yeah, no, it's definitely really cool and really unique as well, because I think it's real. It is a different sound when you've got like a Martin or something like that, an acoustic, and you're just kind of playing that in comparison to the nylon. Like it definitely does have a tonal difference there.
They're so like, I mean, like classical guitars or nylon or whatever is so, like that can sound really pretty and like, can be used to play very sort of expert classical pieces. But at the same time, they sound like real junky and like plasticky. And that's really fun, I think. There's like a funny mix of it. It sounds like, it sounds really goofy at the same time. It's fun.
No, definitely. And hey, the more fun you're having, the better your art's gonna be, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Hey. That's important because you I saw that I saw it recently come up on the socials and everything like that. You were up at Studio One doing some performances up there. What guitar did you use for that one there?
Oh, that was some Gretsch thing.
Oh
No,
yeah.
a Gibson. It was like a Gibson J45. It was really beautiful. Like all the guitars are so beautiful there. I think I picked up one of them that looked kind of funny and just had like a honky tonk strum on it. I think I was playing like Rage Against the Machine or something
Oh,
on it.
yeah.
And I was like, man, that's such a funny guitar. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what's the most expensive guitar in the shop? And Ed was like, probably that one. And I looked at the pricing, it was like $30,000. And I was like, good Lord.
You're like, where's that nylon at? Holy. As an artist, is there any type of guitar, like even if let's just say you won the magical lottery and you got gifted like $100,000, like would you want to buy a guitar that expensive or not really?
No, not for me. It's probably sacrilegious to say, I'm sure to some, but I really just look at guitars as tools, you know, like I'm not gonna be able to look after them, like, and when they break, I'll just have to get another one or whatever. I don't sort of view them as these kind of what do you call it? Religious icons or something. I just see them as like things to get my ideas across.
Totally. I think that's the best way of looking at it though, because if you see it more as like a vessel to help the creative flow, it is far better than rather than just being like, did you check out the tone, mate? Did you hear that one E string, mate?
Specialties, right? Oh.
Yeah, cool. Sounds mean. But can you just talk to just the RDU listeners a little bit more about the song Dumb Luck?
Yeah, Dumb Luck is, I guess it's about oh man, I'm trying to remember what Dumb Luck is about. It's about I guess in essence, sort of like easy come, easy go, or something like about I don't know, like I don't really subscribe to the idea of luck. I think luck is kind of like people go, wow, that's so lucky, you were so lucky, but really maybe you were just able to make the best of whatever circumstances were presented to you. And so it's sort of like this. It's this easy thing. It's like an easy label we give to someone who is maybe resilient and flexible or something, as opposed to it's just easier to go like, oh, he's so lucky, or they're so lucky, they're such a lucky person. But really it's a number of things and hard work or being optimistic, maybe.
Nah, definitely. I think you're completely right there. It is all kind of, it's all about the perception of the way you view a situation, hey?
Yeah, because luck is, there's no such thing as luck. It's nonsense. It's not, yeah. Or maybe it's not. I don't
Who know?
know.
Who knows? But hey, you're out here writing very beautiful music about it. Because on Saturday the 12th of April you're going to be coming to Space Academy down in Ototahi. Is that a venue that you really like to? I know we don't have lots of venues down here, but is it one that you do like to frequent or?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I love pizza and I love Space Academy. And yeah, it's really cool. There's something really, I played Space Academy really early on in the Space Academy book, I guess you'd say. And it's been cool to see how it's kind of progressed and grown as a venue. And I, yeah. I hope it is here to stay for a long time.
I definitely agree there. It's a beautiful safe haven for the creatives here.
Yeah.
What's your go-to pizza order?
Oh, I just love margarita pizza, right? Which is such a
Yum.
boring answer.
Nah, it's not boring. If it's don't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah, I'm a like I like real I like quite simple food done like really well. It's like my favorite kind of cuisine.
No, but that's a great though. You want to have that. So I suppose does surely some of the audience members at the show chow you a pizza, surely.
Well, let's put it out there.
Let's put it out there. Let's put the feelers out there. But no, is there anything that you would like to share though with the RDU listeners at all?
I'm trying to think of a good answer.
Doesn't have to be good, it just has to be what you feel.
How about listen listen to my new album, Moonlight Hotel, and come on down to Space Academy on April 4th with TG Shand.
Oh, incredible artist.
Yeah.
Are you quite good friends with TG Shand or?
No, we've never met, but I'm really looking forward to seeing them play. I haven't seen them play before. So
Oh.
I've been a fan of the music for a while. So,
Nah, that's exciting. It's always better when you've like never met or you haven't really had that, and then you just get to have that special moment of just like, oh, whoa, what a great lineup,
yeah.
what a great night. Well, no, well, thank you so much though, Shannon, for your time. We really do appreciate it. And yeah, it's exciting times. Really excited to have this album come out and really exciting for the tour. So best of luck for it all, and we can't wait to hear how it all unfolds.